Hello and welcome to our brand new podcast called The Echo, a mental health care podcast where we discuss various topics with experts in the field of mental health. I'm your host Bharat Iyer and this podcast is brought to you by Pearson Clinical India, one of the world's largest test publisher in the mental health care space. Today I would like to introduce our first ever speaker at this podcast, Ms. Anupama Kapoor, who is a senior most clinical psychologist at Unlimited Potentialities, which is a clinic that has been at service in the mental health care space for over 40 years. Anupama has been working with the clinic for over 15 years, where she has conducted many tests in the area of ADHD, learning disability, IQ, achievement, personality assessment, as well as other tests. Today, Anupama will be speaking to us on the various ways of managing depression in teenagers. Anupama, welcome to the podcast. We are really excited to have you here.
Thank you, Bharat. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
All right, let's jump right into it. Anupama, my first question for you is, what are some of the signs of depression that can be identified in a teenager?
One of the first signs of depression in teenagers is increased emotionality along with social withdrawal. Very often the teen will refuse to engage with the family members as they were used to earlier. They may become quiet, withdrawn, and shut themselves up in their room for hours on end, refusing to offer any explanation for their behavior. If questioned, there may be anger outbursts, aggression, irritability, and rude behavior. Or in some cases, extreme crying spells signifying increased emotionality. There are fluctuations in mood and energy levels, which may cause the teen to stop attending school and lying in bed all day. But academic performance can also get seriously affected due to lack of motivation and decreased concentration. Fluctuations in appetite and sleep have both been frequently observed. Appetite may decrease significantly, causing weight loss. However, in some cases where children develop, with obesity, appetite may increase. Disturbances in sleep are also observed with the child either lying in bed to avoid getting into certain situations or not being able to sleep at all. Nightmares are also frequently reported.
Now that we know some of the telltale signs of depression, how would one go about screening and diagnosing depression in teenagers?
One of the first steps in screening and diagnosing depression in teenagers is taking a thorough and detailed case history, including separate interviews with the parents, the siblings, and the adolescents themselves. It is important to cover all aspects such as the birth and developmental history, school history, their scholastic performance, their interests and hobbies. Peer interactions need to be looked into very carefully, as very often in today's day and age, peers play a very important role in a teenager's life. Apart from that, their exposure to the internet and social media is also required to be looked into. It's also important to get information regarding their interactions in school. So in addition to this, we regularly use various clinical diagnostic inventories, or what we call personality tests. Okay, there are certain very widely use personality tests, which give us a very accurate, should I say, knowledge or insight into the teenager's mental state of mind, as very often the adolescents themselves are not willing to come forth, or may not have any insight into their problems. In some cases where it is found that scholastic performance or performance at school is a problem area and it's that what is leading to the depression, we conduct intelligence tests to establish their intellectual abilities. In other cases where the presence of learning disabilities or attention deficit disorder is felt, to be also present along with the depression. Various specific tests such as achievement tests and tests for attention deficit disorders are used. Okay, because it has been found that very often, you know, there are specific reasons, you know, either in the scholastic area or, you know, in the child's behavior itself or interactions that could be the cause of the underlying emotional problem. So it's very, very important to understand where it started, when it started, how it started, right? So any insight from any person who is looking after the child needs to be taken into account. Not to mention, of course, talking to the teenager themselves. It's very important to make them realize that we have their best interest at heart and that we want to help them.
Wow. Do you think that social media can be one of the causes of depression?
Absolutely. Social media is increasingly being associated as a cause for depression in teenagers. The teenagers are exposed to a world that they do not have the emotional maturity to deal with. They develop unhealthy body image concerns, become overly preoccupied with the way they look or would like to portray themselves in the cyber world. Also, school fights and bullying, which were up till now limited to the classroom or school level, now spill out into the social media realm. Cyberbullying is real and produces serious effects on the child's psyche. The teens of today need to develop skills to help them protect themselves from such attacks, and similarly need to be taught appropriate or inappropriate behavior in the internet world.
Okay, I have one last question for you, and this is a hypothetical one. Let's say a parent whose 13-year-old son always feels unwell and tends to get very emotional, which can lead to the interactions becoming difficult. What can that parent do in a situation like that?
Yes, we do have many parents coming to us with the very same concern. The main thing to understand is what may be troubling the teen without seeming intrusive or authoritative or pushy and high-handed. Make the teen aware that you know something is upsetting them and give them an unconditional environment for the child to open up in so that they can open up their problems to you. No judgment and no patronizing, and definitely no nagging and badgering. Wait for them to open up their heart to you. Listen, if they get emotional or irritable and rude, do not take it to heart. Persevere to make the teen understand that you are there for them and are extremely concerned about their well-being. Refrain from exchanging any hurtful accusations or name-calling, especially when they are being rude or disobedient. From whatever I have seen in my clinical practice, Carl Rogers' concept of unconditional positive love and support is what I have seen works wonders for this population.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Anupama, for speaking with us here today and for giving us such valuable insights. I do hope we can do this again sometime.
Most welcome, Bharat. It's been entirely my pleasure.
With that, we'll be ending our first ever podcast. Let us know what your thoughts are in the comments. And if you liked what you heard, please like, share and subscribe for more content from us. If you'd like to learn more about us, please visit www.pearsonclinical.in or click on the link in the description. We hope you've enjoyed this learning as much as we've enjoyed delivering this learning to you. And once again, thank you.